Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Oh, so you look at it more like as a business and like money flip. I was thinking about keeping it.
Oh, no. To keep it, 50.
Right.
What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to yet another episode of DX Daily. Best podcast out, your new favorite podcast, the podcast you should be putting all your friends on to. And this podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. Here's where we keep you updated on everything that is going down in hip-hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, music lover, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host and hip-hop aficionado, A-Dub.
Yep, it is Wednesday. Now let's talk about Tory Lanez. It has officially been ruled that he violated the court order to stay away from Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah, more trouble for Tory. Now, Kanye West is putting out some new details about the release of his album Donda and the album release party that's going down in Chicago. Lil Wayne has revealed that he has 3 more albums ready to be released. Don Toliver is going on tour with Bia, and Busta Rhymes is speaking out against COVID-19 restrictions. Let's get down to it. All right, so it's a lot for the middle of the week, but let's start off with Tory Lanez. So it has officially been ruled that he violated the court order to stay at least 100 feet away from Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, this is stemming back from when they were at Rolling Loud in Miami and how Tory was brought out on the baby set. And so he was backstage kind of waiting to come out, and Megan was around the facility and things like that. And like, I think did she perform? And then the baby like was kind of like right after?
Or? Yes.
So it's really close.
Exactly. They definitely were in the same vicinity at the same time, because she had just got off stage when the baby got on.
Oh, that's, I didn't know they had Rolling Loud did them like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of petty.
They were being messy. They wanted something to happen. They wanted a confrontation.
Exactly. And I guess they didn't get the confrontation, but it did get Tory Lanez in some trouble because he was in court in LA on Monday to figure out about his court order and if he'd have to be paying a higher bail to stay out of jail while the criminal case is pending. And come to find out, it was increased from $190,000 to $250,000. So I have to throw down a little bit more to be able to stay free and not be behind bars.
That's interesting, because if you have a restraining order against you, you violate that restraining order, and that restraining order is one of the conditions of you being released, and you violate that condition, a lot of the times they'll just revoke your bail and make you go sit in jail. So it's interesting that they just let Tory pay some more money and be fine with it. Because you know Tory has the bread to pay for it. So it's like, is this really that much of a penalty?
Right.
And then with bail money, you get it back once you go to court. So how are you really penalizing him if he's going to get this money back? You know he has the money to pay for it. How is this really a penalty?
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I don't know if it's celebrities get treated different or what have you, but it doesn't really make all that sense then. And then while Tory was leaving the courthouse, TMZ did catch up with him to try to get like some last minute thoughts about what was going on. And Tory really didn't say much but to get his good side on camera, and then got in the car. That was his little jokey joke.
Wow.
Yeah.
Totally. You can totally tell he's taking this very serious, this entire situation.
Oh, so serious, Asia. So serious.
Oh, my goodness. Now, speaking of things that are being taken serious right now, this Donda release party. Kanye's having yet another one. It's happening in Chicago, this next one. And he recently wiped out his entire Instagram page, and he left behind one photo of his childhood home in Chicago's South Shore neighborhood. So then after that, he put up 4 more pictures, And one of the pictures is his black face mask thrown down on a sidewalk.
Like, the other pictures on his profile are him, like, in a parking deck or parking garage. And then one is, like, of somebody's back tattoo. And it has, like, two women hugging, like, a cross. And then you got some, like, type of, like, inside of a building, like, a drawn picture. And then, like you said, the face mask on the ground.
Yeah, very cryptic. Mm-hmm. But according to a post from photographer Josh Klosek, Kanye is actually rebuilding his childhood home in the middle of Soldier Field Stadium, where the release party is going to be. And this is going to happen on August 26th. So in this pic, one side of the home is partially finished. They're still building it up. And then there are approximately seven people in the picture, and it looks like they're just chilling, taking a break. So Kanye is going to be reconstructing the house he grew up in for this release party. I'm wondering how the hell this is supposed to happen or what this is going to look like.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, it's going to, like, we're going to be taken through the house, like, during these live streams, or what he's going to be doing, because, like, what's the purpose? I don't know. I don't know what he has up his sleeve.
Do we think the album is actually going to come out?
His manager keeps saying, but I don't think so. I don't think it's going to come out. I'd be really surprised.
Yeah, no, we've been through this too many weeks in a row. Kanye is doing a tour right now. He's doing a tour for an album that's not released. Mm-hmm. He's testing out all of this new music, I guess, to see people's reactions to it and to get this bread from these shows. And he's just going to keep doing that until people either stop coming or until Drake puts out his album and he can drop his album too.
Right. It's like neck and neck to see what really happens with Kanye and this Donda. Like, I'm not hoping for it anymore. So.
Speaking of Kanye and all of his shenanigans, the Donda vest that he wore to the initial Donda release party, the bulletproof vest, is mm-hmm. sold for $20,000.
Sheesh.
Yes. So apparently Kanye gifted this vest to one of the security guards at the stadium the night of the release, after everything was said and done with. And the consignment shop, Justin Reed, wound up getting their hands on this vest. They didn't say if they bought it from the security guard or if he gave it to him or what, how they got it. But one of the Yeezy fans wound up buying this vest for $20,000. I was just like, wow, I didn't know that someone would pay that much for an item that Kanye wore.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be that expensive. Well, anybody would pay that much money for it either.
How much would you pay for this vest, though? Like, if they had it after the show, the security guard had it and was like, hey, do you want this? What do you want to give me for it? How much would you pay for it?
If I had money, my cap would be $500. But if I don't have money, which is right now, I would probably just be like, $100 would be my limit. What about you?
Okay, wow. Well, I would be thinking of flipping it. Like, I would be thinking like the Justin Reed people. So I would say up to like 700, maybe seven or eight. Cause I'm knowing at least I can get a couple grand for it. Like, if people are paying a couple grand for Yeezys, then imagine what they'll pay for something that Kanye wore. Like, that's just how much people are stands of him. So I would probably in my mind think like, oh, I could get like at least $3,500 for this.
Oh, so you look like, at it more like as a business and like money flip. I was thinking about keeping it.
Oh, no. To keep it, 50. Right. To keep it for myself, yeah, 50. I got a hot 50 for him.
I feel it.
But as a flip, 700, because I feel like I can get at least a couple grand. But now we know that you can get 20 grand off of it. Shoot, mm-hmm. I spent $1,000 on it.
Right, that's an easy come up.
Get a 19K flip. But yeah, so now whoever has it, I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know if they're going to wear it, if they're going to put it on display in their house. I don't know, but it must be somebody with a wealth of disposable income to pay $20,000 for a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Now let's talk about more music that has yet to be released. So Lil Wayne allegedly has 3 albums ready to go, according to Young Money's president, Mac Main.
So there was a recent conversation on like Twitter Spaces, which is kind of like Clubhouse, but on Twitter. And it was a couple people in the group, and of course, Mac Main was in there. And I think some people in the group were asking him basically about, you know, what's Lil Wayne's status? Like, is he putting out any new music? Like, what is he working on? So Mac Main basically said that there's a third installment of his I Am Not a Human Being that's coming out. And then the second one is going to be a joint project with 2 Chainz.
Oh, wow.
I think it's going to be called Collie Grove. And the third one's going to be a joint project with Rich the Kid.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I think I'm here for the first two. I don't know about that third one, though. I'm Not a Human Being 3, yes. Collie Grove with 2 Chainz. Didn't expect those two to pair up together, but I feel like I would like that pair. Mm-hmm. Rich the Kid, I don't know. Lil Wayne is too much of a legend for me. Like, I feel like you got to be of a certain stature to have a joint album with Lil Wayne. You gotta be legendary status. I feel like. Like 2 Chainz, okay, good. Like 2 Chainz is a veteran. He's been in this. He's got that acclaim. Rich the Kid, I just feel like he ain't put enough reps in yet to have a joint album with Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, at least 2 Chainz has, like, you know, the catchy lyrics. Like, it's, you know, it's gonna be a bop, the beats and things like that. Rich the Kid is like, I couldn't tell you any more than 3 songs that Rich the Kid has done. And that's just me. So,
like, I get it. The kids love Rich the Kid. You know, maybe Wayne wants to touch more of the new generation. But for me, nah. Mm-mm. But I'm curious as to what the time frame is looking like on these projects, because we haven't gotten no dates, no sort of announcements. I mean, we're not hearing really a lot as far as, you know, new music release dates from Lil Wayne. So I'm wondering, when exactly are these albums supposed to be coming out? If they're already ready, like, what's the hold up?
Right. I wonder how he's going to drop it too. Is it going to be next year? Is he waiting for Drake and Kendrick and Kanye to drop? Like, is he going to be a 4th person we're waiting on? I don't know.
I doubt Lil Wayne even cares about any of that. Like, just from interviews and things, like, when you see him speak, he's like, oh, yeah, I don't listen to other people's music. I don't know what's going on out here. Mm-hmm. And even on Wayne's, like, interview show, they have to tell him what stuff is. Lil Wayne probably didn't even know what Clubhouse was or what Spaces was. They have to tell him these things. Like, hey, there's this thing called Clubhouse, and people get on it, and they talk to each other. Like, he doesn't know what's going on. He's in his own world.
So he's really, like, out the loop? Like, yeah. That? Oh, snap.
Yeah. So I don't know that he even knows that Drake and Kanye are going back and forth in this battle right now.
Could you imagine not knowing what's going on? Like, to the depth of how we talk about things?
Yeah, no, that would be crazy. I would need to know, like, what's happening out here.
For sure.
Okay, but speaking of new things that are popping off, Don Toliver has announced his tour, and it's called Life of a Don. And he is taking with him our girl we just had on the podcast, Bia.
Yes. They are hitting the road, and tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. And he's got a couple good dates on here. I mean, he's coming to Las Vegas, Oklahoma City, Chicago, Detroit, Raleigh, and Charlotte.
Hey.
He's going to be in Miami, Atlanta, Dallas, Los Angeles, Oakland. It runs from September to October, so it's pretty back-to-back on a lot of these dates.
Wow.
So, yeah, about time Don Toliver went on tour.
I'm more excited about Bia than I am Don Toliver. I'm not going to lie. Even though I like Don Toliver's music, like, I would definitely pop out to a show, but I'm like, I want to see Bia.
Yeah, I wonder how, I want to see how she performs. I haven't seen, like, anything live from her. So I'm kind of curious to see her catalog that she performs, what she chooses to perform. Mm-hmm. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, no, I saw a few clips from her Rolling Loud performance, I think it was, or one of these festivals that have happened recently. And I was like, oh, she looks like she can really, like, rock the show or whatever. So I definitely want to see her. I also feel like Don Toliver fans are probably, like, kind of baby Travis Scott fans. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's going to be crazy energy-wise from the crowd, too. So it may be, like, a baby Travis Scott show. That's what I'm picturing in my mind, at least. I don't know that to be true, but I feel like that would probably be the vibe of it. And Travis Scott has the best show I've ever seen. So if it's anything near that, then that's a place I want to be. That's a show I want to go to.
I feel like that, too. And then I'm looking at the flyer, and there's an asterisk on the Pittsburgh show where it says it's a special guest.
Ooh.
Doesn't say who, but I'm trying to think what artists are from Pittsburgh.
Wiz Khalifa. Oh. It might be Wiz Khalifa.
There it go. It may be. So that would be dope to see.
Yeah, I don't know. But either way, Life of a Don tour, those tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. I think I'm going to have to pop out.
For sure.
All right, lastly, let's talk about Busta Rhymes and his COVID PSA. So this video recently hit the web where Busta Rhymes was at one of his shows, and he just decided to speak some words that were on his heart involving COVID-19, these restrictions that have been put on, mask mandates, and everything involving the prevention of the virus. So this is what he had to say.
In the last 15 fucking months, COVID could suck a dick. We outside.
Aggressive.
These little weird ass government policies and mandates suck a dick. I'm trying to take our civil liberties away. Feels good to be back outside. We outside for real.
It's giving Trump rally.
The God-given right of freedom, right? No human being is supposed to tell you can't even breathe freely. Fuck your mask. I'm not saying. Some of y'all might feel differently, but fuck your mask. I can't ram into you with a mask on. You can't eat food with a fucking mask on. We can't even see each other smile with a mask on.
That was heavy on his spirit.
Mm-hmm. He felt that.
But the reason why I say it was giving Trump speech is because that's how Trump used to be sounding at his rallies. Fake news. No. COVID's not real. It's a hoax. Like,
yeah.
That's the energy Busta was giving right there. What do you think brought this on? Like, what prompted him to get into this?
I'm not sure, because it's not like he was really on tour or like doing shows, or maybe he couldn't because of COVID and we didn't like know about it. But I don't see where it was kind of like in Busta's way to make an issue.
I was about to say, because people have definitely been doing shows through this whole pandemic. Yeah. These celebs have not stopped going to these clubs. They have not stopped going to these concert venues. None of that. So I don't see how COVID really got into his way that bad. But he decided to speak out on it. So, yeah, that's what was on his heart.
Yeah, I saw a couple people, like, when they first posted this clip, giving him the clown emoji. And Busta, like, he a clown for, like, saying things like that. So, is Busta canceled? I don't know.
I don't think people are too concerned with the anti-vax, anti-COVID. COVID is a hoax rhetoric. Like, I don't think people really care about it that much. I think it's more of a individual approach, like, all right, I'm gonna wear my mask and be fine and let y'all do all the Busta Rhymes anti-vax, anti-mask talk. I don't think people really care enough to cancel Busta in this situation.
Yeah, true. It's probably just a like, okay, that's what he think, but I'm gonna still do this or right. Not do that and things like that.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. Leave that to them. That was an impassioned speech. I think we're gonna end on that note today.
Yeah.
That is gonna conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms: Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbeam, Stitcher. We on the iHeartRadio app. We on every app that has podcasts. We are there. Okay, just subscribe to us and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram, our Twitter, our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.